It's happening. I mean, it's just stuff on every hand. Every time you look about it, something. Every time you look, but God. God said, in the midst of whatever's going on, I'm going to do a new thing. Who do you know can walk around in a fiery furnace, not be singed, not be burned, but walk around in the blaze? We can walk around in the heat of the battle. When there's thick flood, water is everywhere. You don't have to drown in that. Life happens. Guess what? It happens. But God, you know what? God has equipped us. He has equipped us with what we need to be able to deal with everything that's going on in our lives. He did not promise us every day would be roses. He did not promise us every day would be just peachy keen. No. He said, in this life, you shall have tribulation. In this life, when he told Peter, he says, Peter, he said, the devil desired to sift you as wheat. He said, but I done already prayed for you. So if he done already prayed for you, this too shall pass. This too shall pass. And you know, it hurt just a little while. And I'm learning. You know, my sisters, I'm putting on my big girl pants now. I'm learning. I got some fight in me. I got some fight in me. And the Holy Ghost is my fighter. God has given me what I need to be able to stand the test. Without a test, there's no testimony. Except you walk in a person's shoes, you don't know what that individual has gone through. We're saying, oh, I'll pray for you and forget about praying. But when you're in the heat of the battle, you want everybody and their mama to pray for you. But I have learned, saints of God, I learned, this is a learning way. Mr. Charles, this is a learning way. I am learning to pray for myself. When I can't get Miss Sabrina on the phone, I'll call her in a minute. I'll text her. I'm going to call her. God says, you have enough me in you to get through. Open up those channels. Open up that floodgate. Because it's down on the inside of you. Stop being a wuss. And gird up your loins. And don't allow the devil to push you around. Just push you around. Like you ain't nobody. I come to serve notice on the devil today. I am somebody. Because God said I was. No matter what you think about me, I know who I am. And I know whose I am. And I know who will be there for me in the end. He said he'll be there in the beginning and in the end. So therefore, I am not in this by myself. But it's good to know somebody that you can call to get a prayer through. Not somebody that you call and you say, listen, can you pray for me? They gone about their business doing something else and forgot about you. And you say, girl, did she pray for me? So and so, girl, you know I forgot about that. You forgot. What did you make it through? I'm standing here. You made it through. No thanks to you. But that's why you got to know for yourself. That's why you got to know for yourself. And you got to know whose side are you leaning on. Okay? And the song that Miss Glendon sing, I got a seed in the ground. God is leading in my direction. I got a, listen, Pastor, I got a seed in the ground. And I'm looking for a bumper crop. I don't know about nobody else. I'm looking for a bumper crop. I've been in this thing for a while. I expect for God to do what his word says he would do. He said he cannot lie. He don't forget. Whatsoever God says he'll do, you're able to perform that. That's the God that I serve. That's the God that I serve. Because he's all God. He's all knowing. He knows my name. My name is written in the palm of his hand. Vivian, V-I-V-I-A-N. He know me. He know my address. When I'm sleeping, he's watching over me. He don't sleep nor do he slumber. The angel of the Lord encamped around about those that fear him. And fear means reverence. Not that spooky, no. God is. I'm talking about the God that's doing a new thing in my life. A new thing in your life. Every morning, his mercies are renewed. Every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Every morning. See, those mercies that were yesterday, they ain't gonna be no good. We need new mercies. Every morning. This God is doing a new thing. A new thing in our lives.
All right.
So we don't have to worry about, oh, woe is me, what's going to happen. God, it's already in the book.
All right.
He done already put it in the plan. So we don't have to worry about that.
Right.
What did God say about it? What did God say about it?
Right.
He said, I will be with you always.
Right.
Even to the end of time.
Yeah.
People say, I got your back. Way back.
Okay.
Way back. But I don't want the one that's got my back. I want the one that's got my heart. God has my heart. And he knows what's best for me. Even when I don't understand it. And I want to sit down and just cry. And have myself a pity party. Something on the inside of me tell me you can make it. You can make it. Because he tells me that he bottles every last one of my tears. I can make it. I'm not in this alone. So when I'm going through the flood, I'm not going to get drowned. When I'm going through the fire, I'm not going to be burned. I'm going to come out smelling like euphoria. Hallelujah. So know this. God is who he said he is. And we can't take nothing away from him. He's the Alpha and he's the Omega. He's the first, the last, and the end. He wrote the script. And he put you in your place. He said, Sabrina, this is what you're supposed to do.
Right.
Hallelujah. He said, Pastor, this is what you're supposed to do.
Right.
So we cannot move. We cannot do anything without God. Without God, we can't do nothing. But with Christ, we can do all things. Who is this God who's talking about? I'm talking about the one that hung the moon and the stars. They're still in place.
Right.
They're still there. I'm talking about the God that created, the creator. He created me for purpose. He created me for praise. That's the only reason God created us, and that's for praise and to worship him. None of them. So because he's doing a new thing in our lives, we have to accept it. It doesn't mean that everything is going to be the way you want it to be. It is not our will anyway. It's God's will. Some things we may not understand. Because, Sister Sonia, I know when God began to deal with you, that was a whole new thing for you. You could not understand it to save your life. But guess what? You opened up, you accepted it, and you're glad about it. And I'm glad for you. Hallelujah. So the new thing that God is doing in our life, let us embrace it and accept it. And allow his will to be done in our lives. And at this time, right now, I'm going to ask Miss Sabrina, Miss Barbara, all the five sisters to come to the altar for me. And please get the chronological order. Hallelujah.